And good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium here at Hastings St. Cecilia High School for Tri-Cities basketball action between the Blue Hawks and undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Goodell along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns as the undefeated Stars take on a Blue Hawks team that's getting healthier. They're 4-7, but only two teams are under 500, and one's a good Minden team that they just knocked off in their last ball game on Thursday. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, and Kearney. For Kearney Catholic, number one is a 5'9" junior, Matt Moore. Number 11, 6'2" junior, Blake Holtmeyer. Number 20, 5'9" senior, Connor Streit. Number 24, 6'2" senior, David Squires. And number 30, a 6'1" senior, Alex Leach. Now, Brian Hoosman didn't play against St. Paul, still wearing a walking boot in pregame, but has suited up. So we'll see how much time he gets. The head coach is Don Lees, assisted by Justin Moore, Scott Carlin, A.J. Landon, and Matt Johnson. The Stars are 12-0, third in the Omaha World Herald, second in the Lincoln Journal Star. For Hastings St. Cecilia, number 3, 6'2" senior, Jamison Esch. Number 4, 5'11" freshman, Brooks Asher. Number 11, 6'1" senior, Joel Groppel. Number 22, 6'2" junior, Alex Sheehy. And number 44, 6'5" senior, Chris Hartford. You'll see Cesar Tino, their top player, who's just getting back from injury, coming off the bench. The head coach is Kevin Asher, assisted by Greg Burt, Mike Alsman, and St. Anstein, 4-7 on the season. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank. We'll be back with the opening tip in a minute.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Ball's in the air, and St. Cecilia has won the opening tip against the Kearney Catholic man-to-man, and we're underway here on a Saturday afternoon, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, and Grand Island. Jamison Esch, the senior guard up top with it, he'll give it off to Alex Sheehy. Dropping on the left wing to Chris Hartford, skip pass all the way to the right corner. Driving will be Groppel. Groppel's jumper no good, and the rebound brought down by David Squires. He'll outlet it to Matt Moore, the point guard here for Kearney Catholic. Moore brings it to the right side. Squires wasn't looking. It bounces off his shoulder, and it's stolen away. But then Holtmeyer, in transition, gets the St. Cecilia outlet pass, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball right back. With it is Connor Streit. St. Cecilia coming out also in a man-to-man defense here. Squires drops it through the legs of Lease. Another turnover. Two careless passes by Kearney Catholic, and they have yet to get a shot away. We're a minute into the ball game, and no score. Broncos 21, Ravens 14, late in the first half in the NFL playoffs. Currently airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. They're at the two-minute warning. Driving in is Sheehy, lost the ball, gets it back, throws it out in the corner for an Esch three-pointer. It is no good, and Blake Holtmeyer will bring down the rebound for Kearney Catholic. Stars had a little trouble against Grand Island Central Catholic last Friday, a team that likes to really play great defense and slow it down a little bit. Back cut to Holtmeyer, but the ball is kicked by Hartford. Holtmeyer was wide open off that back cut. Couldn't quite thread the needle on the bounce pass. So the ball will belong to Kearney Catholic underneath their own hoop here. And to throw it in will be Matt Moore. Looking, drops it to the left-hand corner to Lease, up top to Squires. Squires guarded by Esch. Over to Lease. Everything outside the arc right now to Holtmeyer, getting the start in place of Hoosman. House pass out top to Moore. And over to Squires. Little height down low for St. Cecilia, 6'2", 6'5". Kearney Catholic's not that tall a team, 6'2", their tallest player. Squires' right-hand corner being very patient here against the St. Cecilia defense. With it is Lease to Connor, stride up top, one dribble, off to Moore. At this pace, somebody will cast a three, and there's Squires, a long three, and he hit it. So David Squires gets a three-pointer for Kearney Catholic, but that's just great defense by St. Cecilia. They can't be unhappy with that. Great job by the Hawks, as Kearney Catholic just didn't have any help. They had that backdoor cut, had the ball kicked, but really couldn't do anything inside the arc. With it on the right wing, Groffel. Groffel takes it to the hoop, draws the foul, and two free throws coming up. Again, the JV boys game was a very intense physical game. Blake Holfire with the foul. It went down to a foul being called with no time left that allowed St. Cecilia to hit one of two free throws to win it by one. Joel Groffel to shoot two. Trying to get St. Cecilia on the board 2.5 minutes into the game. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is rattling in and out. No good. UNK women falling today to Washburn, 74-45. Halftime of the men's game, Washburn 36, UNK 25. And the UNK wrestling team was beaten today at the Cliff Keene National Duels. They're currently wrestling in a consolation round. And it looks like, if my information is right, Newberry, South Carolina, who's the number two team in the country, so they both got beat and are facing each other in a cross bracket. Second free throw by Groffel is up, and it is in. 3-1, Kearney Catholic. Holtmeyer drives baseline, jump pass out to Lease. Alex for three, it's good. Kearney Catholic 2 of 2 from three-point land here, and that gives them the 6-1 lead. St. Cecilia pushes it up on the right wing. Handling the basketball, Jamison Ash, the senior point, drives, kicks it out to Asher, right-hand corner, fires the 19-footer, no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Hartford, then trying to feed it off to the cutting Asher, but threw it right by him and out of bounds. So St. Cecilia with their second turnover. Walking the ball up the floor now, Matt Moore. 3 minutes into the ball game, 6-1 in favor of the Stars by hitting their first 2 3-point buckets. Lease with it on the right wing, guarded by Groffel. That'll be quite the matchup between those two. Joel, a little bit of an ankle injury, so we'll see how much playing time he does get. He was big in the win at Minden. Holtmeyer drives, switches hands, put up the 7-footer, no good. Ball is tipped out to Esch. St. Cecilia wants to run, but the numbers aren't there, and Groffel will pull it up. Throw it to the top of the circle to Sheehy. Alex swings it right side to Asher. Gets it to the cutter. That's Esch. Esch right side of the lane. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Squires. Outlet pass, Lease on the left wing, Holtmeyer, deep corner to Strike. They don't come out on him, so he shoots the three. It's no good by Connor. The ball is tipped out into the hands of Joel Groffel. 4:10 to go here, first quarter, 6-1, Kearney Catholic. Girls game went to Kearney Catholic, 49-31. We'll talk with Coach Rick Petrie at halftime of this game. The Stars undefeated at 14-0 with three games next week. Groffel for three, no good. Rebound brought down by David Squires. And here comes Lease. Weak side all the way to the baseline. Nearly pushed out of bounds there by Groffel. And a long pass just to throw it out towards midcourt. And Squires tracks it down. Back to Lease. Long three. That one is no good. Ball hits the floor. And the rebound, Brooks Asher. Everybody kind of looked at each other. But St. Cecilia does go and grab the basketball. Still looking for their first bucket of the game. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Driving in. Traffic shot. No good. Ball knocked off of Squires, and they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. Esch missed the shot, but then after Squires got the rebound, he slapped it out of Squires' hand. They say it went off his leg and out of bounds. David Squires says, you missed one, and he's going to come out of the game. So St. Cecilia, can they take advantage here as they bring Cannon Howell into the contest? And also, here comes Cesar Tino in for the first time. They'll get it up top to Howell, to Tino, inside to Hartford. He walked with the basketball. Took a little extra half hop there, and St. Cecilia with their third turnover. Turnovers even at 3 apiece. So not a whole lot of offense in the first 4.5 minutes. A couple of threes by the Stars and a free throw by the Hawks. 6-1, Kearney Catholic. Moore, dribble on the right side. Richter's in. He sets a screen so Moore can shoot the 19-footer, and it is good. So Matt Moore with the first 2-point bucket of the basketball game, and Kearney Catholic now up 8-1. A little pressure in the backcourt. Tino working on Richter, Strike gets by him and then travel with the basketball. He came to a quick stop, and Coach Kim Hasher saying he came to a stop, and he is trying to talk to one of the officials, saying he was fine. It happened right in front of Don Lees. He yelled for the travel, got it. One interesting note, one of the officials did play high school basketball for Don Lease, and that's Kevin Wood. Down low, Brian Hoosman's in. He'll lay it up and score on the assist from Matt Moore. Now, he played for Don when he was a freshman before he went up to Greeley. But they know each other. Brian Groupy and Kirby Wells also doing the officiating here today. Three-man crew. 10-1. Kearney Catholic now leads it by 9. Sees Artino on the left wing. Kicks it into the corner. Asher for the three. It was off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. And the Stars are off to the races. Lease no look pass. Moore. Another three. Another one that's in. Kearney Catholic's third three here in the first quarter. And the Stars getting the job done offensively. Lead it 13-1 with 2:05 to go here in quarter number one. But St. Cecilia was down 11 to Minden and came back and won. And they're going to call a timeout here. A full-length timeout. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. And the score, Kearney Catholic 13, St. Cecilia 1. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
And welcome back after the timeout by St. Cecilia. They'll set up a play down low, get it to Howell, knocked out of his hands, and a turnover. It was a well-set-up play, but when he spun, Cannon Howell on the low block, right side, couldn't get the shot up. It slipped out of his hands. St. Cecilia, the thing that's different about this year's group, among many things, is they just do not score a lot of points. And we'll talk about that here in a second. Matt Moore over on the left wing gets it to Hoosman. Hoosman jump stop in the lane with that highly wrapped up right ankle. Gets it to Moore. He drives his pass deflected away. St. Cecilia, 40-40, 44-43, 47-44, 41-41, 43. They've been over 50 points twice this year when they beat Blue Hill and Thursday in the 52-49 win over Minden when they were down by 11. So it's not that they're not used to being able to come back over the years, but 50 points. In fact, if Kearney Catholic can get to 40, they got to feel good about it. So St. Cecilia, defense hasn't been bad because the Stars have hit three pretty long-range threes, but they've got to find some offense, kind of like the Hawkettes in the girls' game. Jackson into the ball game for the Stars. Derek gets it out to Hoosman. Lease is there. Stride is there. And Richter on the low block. Turnaround jumper from 8 off the square and in. Isaac Richter, the 6'6 senior, makes it 15-1. Kearney Catholic, a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. And with it for the Hawks is Alex Sheehy into the right-hand corner to Howell. Howell out to Tino. Nobody on him, takes an extra dribble. Three-pointer is off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, back up, and in. Alex Sheehy finally gets the Blue Hawks their first bucket of the ball game with a minute to go in the quarter. 15-3, Kearney Catholic. Top of the key, Hoosman takes it by one, takes it by two, left-handed scoop, up and in. Again, good defense by the Hawks. That's just a schoolyard play by Hoosman, and he was fortunate enough for it to go in his second bucket. Tino at the other end, stuck in the lane. He takes that extra hop step, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Derek Jackson, just cold shooting for the Hawks. 25 seconds to go in the corner. Stride dribbles into the right-hand corner, back up top to Jackson. Coach Don Lee says, let's play for one. Well, he called one. They're running their offense, though. And now Alex Lease, senior guard, and Don's son. Both coaches have their sons playing here. We'll pull it out 10 seconds. 7 seconds as they go. Tried to set a screen and roll all the way to the baseline. They threw it behind Richter, but it goes right to Hoosman. His 17-footer off the iron three times. It does not go. At the end of one, undefeated Kearney Catholic leading Hastings St. Cecilia 17-3 here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. New home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. Featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back here at St. Cecilia. Thanks to Athletic Director Randy Aarons and the crew here, as always, for their hospitality. Today's game on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic, Squires thought he threw it away, and it somehow ended up in Blake Holtmeyer's hands for the layup. As soon as he threw it, he went, oh no, and there's Holtmeyer to lay it up and in. So the Stars playing outstanding in the first 8.5 minutes. St. Cecilia just needs to be able to find some offense right now. They're down 19-3. Here early in quarter number two. With it on the right wing is Joel Groppel. Groppel kicks it back out there to Jamison Esch. Stars forcing them away from the hoop here with a 2-1-2 zone. One dribble for Sheehy, who has the only bucket on an offensive putback. In the corner, Groppel tries the three. It's no good, and the rebound will be grabbed by Brian Hoosman. 0-5 from outside for St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic 3-5, a long three by Squires. That's off the mark. But a long rebound comes out to Jackson. And the ball kicked. It'll stay with Kearney Catholic. Rebound, 7 for the Stars, 5 for the Hawks. Turnovers in the first quarter, 5 for the Blue Hawks, 3 for the Stars. Hoosman will check out Matt Moore, Alex Lees, Blake Holtmeyer, Derek Jackson, and David Squires on the floor for the Stars. As St. Cecilia zones the inbound play, Kearney Catholic throws it all the way out to midcourt to Moore. Squires is open here in the corner if they want to give it to him, but nope. Staying out of that zone, Stars have to play a little different offense here. Still have the original five starters on the floor for St. Cecilia as Lease's three-pointer is no good. Rebound brought down to Joel Groppel. Asher, Groppel, Sheehy, Hartford for St. Cecilia. Hartford really hasn't gotten as involved as much as I would have thought St. Cecilia wants him to, but the height mismatch down low, him and Squires banging off each other. Groppel, right side. They get it to Asher. There's a nice pass down low, but Hartford has his shot blocked. Alex Lease blocks the shot. Hartford thought, finally, I'm open. He turned around, and there come flying through the air is Lease. Stars come to the other end. Spin move four. Left-hander rolls in. 21-3, Kearney Catholic. Stars with some inspiration here today against the Hawks, and it's thrown away. Coach Kevin Asher going to go to the bench now. He's got to find a way to get something going. He's going to bring in Alex Tino, a 5'9 freshman. And Tino checks in. He goes, Coach, who do you want to come out? He's going to take Jamison Esch out of the ball game. So you got a couple of freshman guards out there right now for St. Cecilia in Alex Tino and Brooks Asher. High post, Blake Holtmeyer looks for the back cutter. Lease is covered, hands it to Moore. Moore tries to throw it through the paint to Lease and couldn't get it to him. Out of bounds it goes. Turnover for Kearney Catholic there, fourth. Halftime of the NFL playoffs. Baltimore scores right before the half, 21-21. Ravens and Broncos at the half. Torrey Smith with his second touchdown reception. So Torrey Smith, two touchdown receptions. Both teams have a defensive or special teams touchdown. Both quarterbacks have two touchdown passes. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball, trying to find some points here. Tino with it. Into the left wing, gets it to Asher. Tries the baseline, off the window, and scores. Brooks Asher breaks the drought, 21-5. Kearney Catholic, 5.5 to go here in quarter number two. Stars with it up to Jackson on the left wing. Moore drop step, tries to take the freshman, but Tino stops him. Dribbles it back out top, gives it off to Lease. Alex, overload right side, wide open. Jackson off the screen. His three is good. So if the threes are what they have to shoot because of the great defense by St. Cecilia, they're going to do it. And that is the fourth three, of the half for the Stars. Tino brings it up. Trapped as he gets across the timeline. Hands it off to Groffel. Joel guarded by Moore. He gets double-teamed. Dishes it off to Asher, deep right-hand corner. Lobs it down low to the big fella Hartford. Squares up, six-footer, in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Jackson. They can't buy a bucket. Everything was good about that except it didn't go in. At the other end, Holtmeyer pulls up for three. It's no good. Asher with the rebound. Brooks pushes it up the floor. Had numbers for a moment but did not attack and gives it over to Alex Tino. Left-hand corner, they lob it in down to Hartford. Spins to the left baseline. A lot of contact, no whistle. Ball loose, and Holtmeyer is going to pick up the basketball. Coach Kevin Asher pleading his case. And we've got a whistle and a stoppage of play. I don't know what happened here. Somebody's injured. Squires, when Chris Hartford dropped down at the other end, the contact we were talking about on the shot, that tells you how much contact there is if Squires has to come out of the game. And Coach Asher pleading his case to Brian Groupie, the official, here on the sideline. So the Stars maintain possession. Hoosman double-teaming the low block. Throws it through the paint to Richter underneath the Holtmeyer. He's fouled and scoops it up and in. Blake Holtmeyer with a couple of Hawks hanging on him. Finds a way to score. And the foul on Asher will be his first. That is the first foul of the game on St. Cecilia. Each team with only one foul. Holtmeyer puts the free throw up. And it is no good. Rebound brought down by Thomas Skok, who has checked into the ball game for the first time. And Skok will give it off on the right wing to Asher. Asher into the front court, and the ball gets deflected out of bounds. Lost by St. Cecilia. 26-5, Kearney Catholic. Even in St. Cecilia's 4-7 season, they haven't really been thumped in any of their losses. Again, all their losses are to teams with winning records. And they got beat on opening night by Columbus Scotus by 26. But since then, the biggest deficit loss they've had is 11 points. As Hoosman goes high in the air to grab it at the other end, 5-foot turnaround, no good. Richter tips it to himself, and it's all Kearney Catholic right now. 51-40 the second night to Bishop Newman. Since then, no loss by more than 10, but it's all Stars right now, and St. Cecilia has to call a timeout. 3:29 to go here in the second quarter. It is 28-5. Kearney Catholic will be right back.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to High School Hoops. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A look at the first half stats, a recap of the girls' game, which Kearney Catholic won 49-31 here at St. Cecilia. Coach Rick Petrie will join us. We'll also let you know what's coming up, give you a UNK update, NFL update, which is 21-all, Broncos and Ravens at the half. 28-5. I think everybody's a little surprised right now at this score. Cesar Tino gets open on the baseline. Shot won't go. Fight for the loose ball. Skok and Hoosman, and Hoosman is going to win the battle. His second rebound up to Strite. Stars run. Holtmeyer lobs it underneath. Richter somehow got it and put it up and in. 6 points now for Isaac Richter, who's in there. He plays in the rotation, but he's in there because Squires is out with an injury. And the Stars knock the ball out of bounds. I mean, St. Cecilia is coming off games against Northwest, Gretna, Norfolk Catholic, Sutton. 2 points, 5 points, 3 point losses. They have not had this kind of trouble. 30-5. Kearney Catholic dominating this first half. St. Cecilia just trying to find a way to get some points. Alex Tino down to Skoke. Skoke drives up and in and draws the foul left baseline. Finally, something positive offensively for St. Cecilia. Thomas Skoke off the bench with his first points of the ball game. And the foul on Isaac Richter, his first, second foul on the Stars. Only three fouls called the whole half. Free throw, Skoke, good. So Skoke completes the three-point play for the 6'3 junior. Squires now is going to re-enter, so is Matt Moore. Hoosman comes out, Richter comes out. So the ankle injury to Hoosman isn't too bad, as he suits up and plays today and has played pretty well. He was wearing a boot coming over to the ball game today. 30-8, Kearney Catholic. 2:30 to go here in the first half. Moore working the ball up the floor against the freshman Alex Tino. Alex all over him. Moore gives it off to Lease. Lease right wing working there on Alex Sheehy. Dishes it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer hit the rim on the way up. And the ball brought down by Brooks Asher. Some really good passing today by the Stars. Tino, Alex, and Caesar both in there. Caesar spin move to the baseline. Back out to Alex. Have to reverse it left side for the three-pointer. Sheehy, good. Alex Sheehy hits the three-point bucket. 30-11. So a couple of good things in a row here for St. Cecilia, cutting it from 25 to 19. A long way to go, but the start has been made. Moore, a circus shot at the other end. I think he got pushed out a little farther than he expected. Threw up an air ball, and Skoke grabbed the loose ball. Moore used to driving right in there, and that time got a little wide of the lane, and ball lost here by Alex Tino, a double dribble call. Grapple back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Skoke, Grapple, Asher, now Cannon Howell, and Alex Sheehy, the five on the floor for the Stars. Holtmeyer, that's the original five, actually. Moore, Holtmeyer, Strite, Squires, and Lease. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Lease up top, kicks it to the weak side. Holtmeyer outside the arc, swing pass over to Moore, down to Squires on the left wing. Couple of dribbles back out between the circles to Matt Moore. 30-11 Stars. Man-to-man by St. Cecilia. Moore guarded by Sheehy, gives it up to Lease. Guarded by Joel Grapple. Back over to Squires. Long three if he wants it. Skoke on him. One dribble back out to Moore. Stars have went into spread mode here. They're not playing for the last shot, but Strike drives right baseline. Dishes off underneath. Moore got open, and he scores. My, oh, my. St. Cecilia has to be going. How did that get through there? 32-11. Moore now with nine for the Stars. Front court, Asher against the Star, man-to-man. 40 seconds to go. Get rid of the ball to Sheehy. Tries to get the shot away. It's knocked away. He's looking for a foul. They'll call a block. Lease, fast break the other way. Strite had to run it down to the corner. 30 seconds to go. And Lease will hold the ball. Stars going to play for one, it looks like, as the clock whittles its way down to 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Lease looking to see if there's a 5-second count on, and there is, so he'll dribble away from Grapple. 14 seconds. Out of the center circle. And they put it into play here. Connor Strite, 8 seconds. 7. Strite, top of the key, 3 for Connor. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound, Holtmeyer, up and in at the buzzer. And why not? The whole half seemed to break the way of the Stars, and they get an offensive putback at the buzzer for Holtmeyer's 6th point. At the half, Kearney Catholic 34, Hastings St. Cecilia 11. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report from Chapman Gymnasium after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
strikes. Seven, strike, top of the key, three for Connor. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound, Holtmeyer, up and in at the buzzer. And that's how the first half comes to an end, and Kearney Catholic boys leading it 34-11 over Hastings St. Cecilia in a surprise score. Just Thursday night, St. Cecilia was down 17-6 at Minden and came back and caught up by half and went on and won that basketball game. But they're going to have a tall task ahead of them now, down 34-11. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Let's give you some other scores. The UNK women thumped pretty good today by 12th-ranked Washburn, 74-45 at the Health and Sports Center. Right now, the Loper men are taking on 13th-ranked Washburn. It was an 11-point deficit at the half, and Washburn has blown it open, 58-34, 11:50 to go in the second quarter at the Health and Sports Center. So Washburn coming in, the preseason favorites, taking care of business. And in the NFL, they're just underway, and it looks like Denver's run back the opening kickoff in the second half, and they're appending the extra point here. It's 27-21, Denver, and it's been all kinds of excitement so far in the Mile High City. Trenton Holiday now has a 90-yard punt return and a 104-yard kickoff return for the Broncos today, and they're going to take a 28-21 lead as soon as the extra point goes through. So that's where we're at. And earlier today, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars improved to 14-0 on the season with a 49-31 win over Hastings St. Cecilia. And the head coach, Rick Petrie, joins us here. And coach, I know the girls, I know you, I know the coaches, you and Schmitty and the gang, we're looking forward to playing a team that you knew was going to give you a battle. You kind of thought that a couple of times earlier this year. I know maybe Sandy Creek, North Platte, St. Pat's, you really got all over them. And today, you got on Hastings St. Cecilia and had them put away by halftime, but the first half and the second half seemed to be a little bit different story for your ball club.
No, we didn't play very well offensively the second half. Turned the ball over way too much, and I think we tried to force things, and we weren't always patient with maybe setting the offense up or taking a good shot. We got in a hurry sometimes, but no, defensively we were pretty good today.
Yeah, both teams held to a season low. No surprise there that that would be the style that we would see here, the way that you guys have been lighting people up. St. Cecilia was able to slow you down a little bit. Are you more pleased with what you did defensively in this basketball game?
I'm pretty happy with what we did defensively. You know, we kind of adjusted our zone, covered their shooters a little bit, and we're trying to force St. Cecilia to go inside a little bit and see if those post players could do anything. And fortunately, I think we did a pretty good job of keeping the ball out of the shooters' hands, and I thought we rebounded the ball very well. I thought Megan and Bailey especially rebounded the ball very well.
Could you tell, was the feeling different coming into the ball game today? Let's face it, St. Cecilia beat you guys twice last year. They ended your basketball season. This was a test coming in on a Saturday afternoon. Could you sense anything different in the locker room or on the way over?
They were pretty focused. You know, they were relaxed but focused. They really were looking forward to this game. You know, we did the things that we needed to do to come out of here with a victory.
You went about 10 minutes in the second half without a two-point bucket. And there was a couple of times out there where Bailey, who had shot a couple of threes and can shoot the three, was wide open and passed up on it. There was a timeout you took in the second half. Were you trying to say, we need to work on things inside the arc a little bit?
Well, we talked about trying to get the ball inside a little bit more, not rushing shots. And then we passed up several good shots that I thought were good shots for our kids, you know. Darren shot the ball very well from the outside today, and a nice post move inside fourth quarter, I think, and finished. But, you know, I don't know whether us being patient is a good thing. that might be an oxymoron or something like that. I don't know.
Well, three games next week. This is this week, start of the week stretch that everybody's been waiting to see how good this basketball team is. Donovan Trumbull has struggled. We'll get them on Tuesday. Everybody wants to talk about Seward Thursday and Pierce Friday. Were there concerns coming out of this game as you get ready for next week's schedule?
Well, I think that, you know, we need to make sure that we recognize when we have a fast break, when we don't. You know, sometimes maybe instead of trying to force the ball to the basket, we got to be patient, bring it out, run the offense a little, and work for a good open shot. You know, we do like to get up and down the floor. We throw the ball ahead a lot. You've seen us play. But against good teams, it's not always there. So you got to recognize that and make your adjustments. And I think that that's something that we'll work on before Thursday and Friday's games.
All right, Coach, we'll see you Thursday in Seward. Good luck Tuesday against Donovan Trumbull. And you know what? St. Cecilia is the team that's going to go to the C2 state tournament. And you come in here today and beat them 49-31. So even if things weren't perfect, I guess this is, you win by 18 on the road. So St. Cecilia is really good.
You know, coaches aren't ever happy. You know? They're never satisfied. So. But glad to see the Broncos are winning. So
it's been rough.
Makes my day, right?
It's been rough. Rick, thanks so much. Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers quickly for Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamison Ash, one rebound. Brooks Asher, 2 points, three rebounds. Joel Groffel, 1.2 rebounds. Thomas Skok, 3 points, two rebounds. Alex Sheehy, 5 points and a rebound. Chris Hartford has not scored and has one rebound in the ball game. 3 points in the first quarter, eight in the second. At the half, 11 points, 10 rebounds, two out of three at the free throw line, one of six from three-point land, eight turnovers for the Blue Hawks. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore, 9 points. Brian Hoosman, 4 points, two rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 6 points, three rebounds. Derek Jackson has hit a three-pointer, and he has three rebounds. David Squires has hit a three-pointer, four rebounds. Alex Lees has hit a three-pointer, one rebound, two blocks. And Isaac Richter, 6 points and a rebound. 17 points in each quarter for Kearney Catholic. And at the half, 34 points, 14 rebounds. 0 of 1 at the free throw line, 4 out of 10 from three-point land, two blocks, four turnovers at the half. Kearney Catholic 34, Hastings St. Cecilia 11. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Your trash collection connection, find them in your local Yellow Pages. The second half is next.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball here on Classic Hits. Tuesday, we go to the Fort Kearney Conference. Overton is at Elwood. Thursday, Amherst is at Gibbon. Friday, we will have the Pierce Kearney Catholic girls game. The Seward Kearney Catholic girls game Thursday is on ESPN 1460. And St. Cecilia gets the ball to start the second quarter, or the third quarter, excuse me, and they turn it over. So Kearney Catholic hustling the other way, tipped out of bounds. And they'll get it underneath their own hoop. So not the hoop. The start the Hawks wanted. Turning it over on their opening possession. Lob in here. They get it to Holtmeyer. Catches, leans, four-footer good. Blake having a great game here. Gets the final bucket of the first half and the first bucket of the second half. He's got eight. And it's 36-11, Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia, you know they're going to come out and play hard. As Skok gets it into the corner. Asher for three. Drops it home. 5 points now for Brooks Asher. St. Cecilia is going to come out. I'm sure Coach Kevin Asher told him, forget that first half. Forget winning the game. Let's go out and play the best second half we can. There's a lot of season. Let's keep getting better. This ball club is getting better, even though it's 4-7. And here Kearney Catholic throws it away. Some miscommunication between Holtmeyer and Squires. Hastings St. Cecilia will host Lexington Tuesday, travel to Aquinas next Friday. That'll be probably tougher competition for the girls than it will be for the boys. Then it is the Centennial Conference Tournament. And considering the record that St. Cecilia has, they'll get a tough first-round draw. Ball stolen away in the backcourt. Strike took it away from Asher. Went in for the layup. Missed it. Rebound brought down by Asher. Strike commits the foul, trying to get it back. That'll be the first foul on Connor Strike. 36-14, Stars a minute into the second half. Full court pressure put on by Kearney Catholic. Sheehy picks his dribble up. Now good outlet pass to Asher into the front court. Holtmeyer on him. Gets down to the corner. Dumps it into Skoke. Skoke attacks the hoop and is fouled. Skoke getting the start here in the second half over Chris Hartford. They give up some height, only a couple of inches, but Skoke was playing good off the bench, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on Alex Lees. That'll be his first personal foul. Again, we only had three fouls called in the first half total, so nobody in trouble. Free throw by Skoke is up and in. Second free throw now. In. So Thomas hits them both. 36-16, Kearney Catholic. Lead by 20. Five in a row here from St. Cecilia. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Wood River, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Lee's ball fake on the left wing, tries to make a no-look pass, and it's deflected. Steal is made. Asher comes out of there with it. Brooks across the timeline, guarded by Lee's, forces him to the left-hand dribble, 30 feet away from the hoop. Needs some help. There is Tino, Alex Tino, to take the pass. He'll drive left baseline, and he gets five more and scores. Alex Tino, seven in a row for the Hawks, 36-18, Kearney Catholic. And some substitutions will be coming up on the next horn. Spread the floor here, open the lane, Squires to the high post. Lease will dribble it right by him. Get himself out to Squires now for the three. David fires, it's off the mark, and it is out of bounds. Well, we talked about it early. St. Cecilia's defense wasn't that bad. Kearney Catholic hit three of their first 5 3-pointers. They're one of six since, so they have obviously really cooled down. And they are still up by 18, but St. Cecilia just had to stay patient. Those threes weren't going to fall all day. Sometimes they do, but most of the time they don't. Sheehy for three at the other end. And he'll knock it down. Let's see if we get a timeout from Kearney Catholic. That's 10 in a row by Hastings St. Cecilia. 36-21. Stars up by 15. Get it on the low block. Strike, kicks it out, stolen away, Tino. Tino the other way, Alex one on two, kicks it back out, Sheehy for three. It's not going to go. Skoke tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds. That would have been a huge three had it dropped. The St. Cecilia fans, you can see them already coming out of their seats. Whole bench for the Hawks had come up while that ball was in the air, but it did not go. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. 5:15 to go, third quarter, 36-21. Kearney Catholic. St. Cecilia with 10 in a row here after the Stars got the first bucket of the second half. Connor Strike, right corner, dribbles it into the paint up top to Moore. Swings it right side, Lease. Three-pointer, Alex skims off the rim, no good. Two Stars run into each other, and Asher will pick up the loose ball. Push it up the floor, top of the circle, gives it to the trailer, Groffel. Joel, left-hand dribble. Now right-hand, ooh, big collision and charge. Alex Lease will be the beneficiary of the defense. And Groffel with his first foul. Man, he went to the baseline, then exploded into the paint, and there was a huge collision. That was not a flop. Groffel, I just don't think, saw him. He thought he got by his man, and the next thing you know, he turns the corner, and I'm not going to call Alex a brick wall, but it was like running into the side of a car. 36-21. And Lease lofts it in the air there. Strine had turned his head. They got lucky to get that ball back. Matt Moore now with it on the left wing. Stars only 2 points in the first 3.5 minutes here. On the dribble, Lease forces it in the lane, and the one-hand runner is good. 5 points now for Alex Lease, and that breaks a silent spell of about 3 minutes for the Stars. 38-21, Kearney Catholic. Tino into the corner. They get it down low, block to Skoke. Takes it at Richter and scores. Thomas Skoke with seven. And it's 38-23. The Hawks playing way better here in the second half, at least so far. Moore with it. Right wing. Goes by one man. Kicks it into the corner to Streit. Streit lobs it up top. Brian Hoosman. Left-hand dribble. Dumps it underneath. And an easy layup for Richter. Isaac Richter with 8 points. And that's because Richter's defender came out. Skoke to double-team Moore. And he just dumped it inside. Or Hoosman, excuse me, came out to double-team Hoosman. And Hoosman just dumped it in for the easy assist. At the other end, Asher puts up a 15-footer. No good. Matt Moore gets his first rebound of the basketball game, and now with back-to-back buckets by the Stars, they're back out to a comfortable 17-point lead. Lease, long three on the way. Good. And so the St. Cecilia run now answered by Kearney Catholic, and it's 43-23 as the Stars have scored seven in a row. Ball up top to Skoke. Skoke. Well, not seven in a row, 7-2 run here. Make it a 20-point game again. Lob it into Skoke, back out in the corner, open three, Groffel got it. Joel with his first bucket of the ball game, and a timeout going to be called here by St. Cecilia with the aid of hitting 3 three-pointers here in the third quarter. It is Kearney Catholic 43, St. Cecilia 26. We'll be back after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. 43-26 Kearney Catholic. They were up 30-5 at one point in this game. And at half, it was 34-11. It is Kearney Catholic ball. St. Cecilia using their third timeout. They've got two remaining. Timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Ready right now. West 39th Street in Kearney. Stop by and get one for your Saturday evening. Here's a little pick and roll to Squires. Squires double team back of the ball game. Chris Hartford and Cannon Howell, and one of those two called for the foul. I think it'll be on Hartford. Nope, it's going to be on Howell. First on Cannon Howell, David Squires will go to the line. He hit the opening bucket of the game, a three-pointer, and has not scored since. And the free throw on the way, and it is good. Squires also took quite a shot, had to come out of the game when Hartford lowered a shoulder into him. Back to the second quarter. Second free throw down coming up for David Squires. And that is in and out, no good. Ball loose. Holtmeyer went and got it, but missed the putback. Rebound brought down by Chris Hartford. Holtmeyer snuck in the back door, but could not get the reward with the bucket. St. Cecilia hustles it up the floor, sees Artino also in. Tino over on the left wing, gives it to Cannon Howell. Howell drives into the high post, swings it over to Sheehy. Also in there, Jamison Esch. Tino now with it. Double pumps in the paint. Come up short. Rebound, Derek Jackson. Ton of substitutions during that last timeout. Squires, Lease, Derek Jackson, Moore, and Holtmeyer on the floor for Kearney Catholic. I believe we gave you all five for St. Cecilia there. But in case we didn't, Esch, Howell, Sheehy, Hartford, and Tino as the ball's punched out of bounds. UNK basketball update. The women lost today to Washburn 74-45, 72-56 with a minute to go. Washburn leading in the men's game. And St. Cecilia gets in a little trouble, or Kearney Catholic gets in trouble getting it in, and Don Lease almost ran down and took it out himself. A timeout here by the Stars, their first of the ball game. 2:01 to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 44, Hastings St. Cecilia 26. We're back after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Don't forget Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight airs on Classic Hits or on the Breeze 94.5 FM 705 against Fargo, who beat them last night 5-3. Stars will inbound it all the way in the backcourt. Now Jackson runs it up, gives it to Squires in the corner, who hits the three. Weird-looking inbounds play, but it works for 3 points, and the Stars are now back up by 21 after St. Cecilia had cut it from 25 down to 15. Croffle in the backcourt against man-to-man pressure. Picks his dribble up against Moore. Long outlet pass. Finds Esch. And Esch will get into the front court here. Then drop it. He's trapped. Needs some help. And just throws it up for grabs. And it goes out of bounds. There wasn't much Esch could do. He's trapped right in front of his bench. Coach Kevin Asher didn't want to use his fourth time out here. And nobody could come and help him out. St. Cecilia's third turnover of the quarter. And their 11th of the basketball game. Broncos return the opening kickoff of the second half for a 28-21 lead over Baltimore. 10.5 to go third quarter, followed by the Packers at Niners on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Lease to the high post, swings it out here to Moore. Moore, dribble penetration, tries to thread the needle to Holtmeyer, but Tino got a hand on it, and Caesar will deflect the pass out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will get it on their own baseline. Trying to stay undefeated just like the Lady Stars. Backdoor, Matt Moore. He's well guarded. Pump fake. Esch doesn't bite on it. Kick it out to Lease. Lease attacks right side of the lane. Throws up the one-hander. No good. Holtmeyer is there for the offensive rebound. And the putback. 10 points, 5 rebounds for Blake Holtmeyer. Hartford came out to block the shot that left the lane open, and Holtmeyer came in and got it. And now a little too much bumping up the floor here. And Derek Jackson will be called for his first personal foul as he was bodying up there on Cesar Tino. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia will host Lexington Tuesday, travel to Aquinas on Friday. And then the conference tournament for Kearney Catholic. They will, for the boys, host Donovan Trumbull on Tuesday, and then that's their only game. But the next three games are at home against three state-rated teams, Donovan Trumbull, Gibbon, and Class B number one McCook. Donovan Trumbull upset Gibbon last night in overtime by one. Driving in, Croffle. Croffle throws it up and draws the foul. Shot won't go. The foul called on Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer with his second personal foul. Fourth team foul here of the half. And at the line, Joel Croffle. He is one of two. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. Takes a lot of time, puts it up, and in. Checking in for the Stars, Matt Moore. Coming out, Blake Holtmeyer. 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. And a second free throw down for Joel Groffel. And it is on the way, and good. So Groffel now, 5.25, 6 in the game. 49-28, Kearney Catholic. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Matt Moore trying to get the ball across the timeline. Long pass gets the big fellow Squires to go up in the air and grab it. Back to Moore. Coach Lease wants to see one shot here. Hoosman is out there with Jackson, Stripe, Moore, and Squires for what should be the final possession for Kearney Catholic. Out of midcourt, Stripe on him. Groffel makes him give it up to Hoosman. 10 seconds. Hoosman. Left-handed dribble down the lane. Kicks it out to Moore. Matt for the three. It is good. Matt Moore with 12 points. Cesar Tino from half court. Lets it fly. No good. And we are at the end of three quarters. And the Stars lead it over the Hawks, 52-28. Kearney Catholic leading Hastings St. Cecilia. We're back with the fourth quarter after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas, handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Head to the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits 98.9 at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Kearney Catholic has 7 players that have scored, led by Matt Moore with 12, Blake Holtmeyer with 10, Alex Leeson, Isaac Richter each with 8. St. Cecilia, 5 players have scored, 8 for Sheehy, 7 for Skoke, 6 for Groppel. And it is 52-28, Kearney Catholic to get the ball, starting the fourth quarter of play. Each team had 3 turnovers last quarter. 7 of the game for the Stars, 11 for the Blue Hawks. Each team made 3 threes last quarter, and Squires will make it 4 in a row for the Stars. And they are now 8 of 16 from downtown as he hits the 3, his second, to give him 10 points. And the largest lead of the game now at 27 points, 55-28. The ball stolen away on the press by Jackson, takes it in, left-hander shorted it, got it on back, knocked out of his hand. Stars will regain possession and kick it out to Matt Moore. Into the corner to Hoosman. And the Stars will back it out here after not getting that layup to go on the steal. So St. Cecilia went on a 10-0 run in the third quarter, but then the scoring stopped again. And the Kearney Catholic went on a big run to end the quarter. Cesartino slaps it out of Jackson's hands, gets it back to Strite. Squires, same spot for 3. It goes off the rim, hits the support, and goes in. It's a great shot and horse, but it does not count. And it'll go over to Hastings St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic can smile about it, but nothing for St. Cecilia to smile about. It just hasn't went their way. They cut it to 15 at 36-21. And since then, the Stars on a 19-7 run to take the lead out to 27, their largest of the ball game. Up ahead, it's Brooks Asher. Asher back out to Tino. Alex has it over to Cesartino. Skoke is in there, and so is Sheehy. Sheehy got a look at a 3, rotates it up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Alex Tino. He will kick it out, and a second chance here for the Blue Hawks. But the pass to Cesartino deflected away. Skoke ran it down. Over to Alex Tino. Weak side, left side dribble. Back up top to Asher. Swings it over to Cesartino, guarded by Connor Strite. Tino working his way back into the lineup, has not scored in the ball game. Steps through the lane for a 3-pointer. Asher, good. Brooks Asher with his second 3-point bucket. He's got 8 in the ball game. 55-31, Kearney Catholic. 6 minutes to go here in the contest. With it on the right wing is Connor Strite. His pass goes behind Squires and out of bounds. 8th turnover of the ball game. Keeping you up to date on the NFL playoffs. 6:40 to go, third quarter. It's still Denver 28 and Baltimore 21 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Not a great day for the Lopers. They lose their basketball doubleheader to Washburn. The Loper wrestling team knocked out before they get to the semifinals at the National Duels, as Matt Moore steals it at the other end, brings it all the way down. Big collision and a blocking foul going to be called on St. Cecilia. Cesartino moved at the last instant. He stood there forever, and then he slid over and commits the blocking foul, says our official. First foul on Tino, third foul on St. Cecilia. That's only the fourth foul of the game on St. Cecilia, by the way. It's been a clean game both ways from that aspect. Matt Moore with a game-high 12 points. His first free throw of the afternoon is up, and it is in. He's got 13. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, and coaches' interviews. So stay with us as we give you the rest of your Saturday night to check out some hockey at the Vero Event Center. That's on the Breeze 94.5 or the NFL playoffs on ESPN Radio. Matt Moore, second free throw good. He hits them both. Kearney Catholic, that brings him to 3 of 5 for the line, 6 of 7 for St. Cecilia, with the limited fouls called here today. 57-31, Kearney Catholic in command from really the get-go today. And the ball, trying to wrap it around to Asher, gets kicked away, and it runs all the way to the other end and out of bounds. I think the Stars thought there was going to be a kick called, and they just stopped. So Don Lease was going to go grab it. And then Derek Jackson sprinted to the other end, but
could not quite save it. And so back to action here. I want to remind you as well, next Saturday, also afternoon sports from the Blue Flag Conference Wrestling Tournament. It's at Gibbon this year. Gibbon had their invite today. So did Shelton. So a little wrestling north of here. As Cesar Tino fires the long three, it's no good. And Matt Moore will just watch the ball go out of bounds, and it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. Here comes Tommy O'Keefe into the game for St. Cecilia. Also back in, Cannon Howell and Chris Hartford. David Squires in for Kearney Catholic. And it will be Kearney Catholic basketball here with 4:55 remaining in our ball game. Looks like Kearney Catholic had a decent day up the road at Gibbon. Thomas Conley, a champion. Adam Keating did get second in his place. Damon Rodriguez, Alex Cantrell also winners. Here, Kearney Catholic turns the basketball over. And the ball belongs to Hastings St. Cecilia. Driving right side, pulling up. Cannon Howell. Howell hits the jumper for his first bucket of the ball game, and only the second bucket of the fourth quarter here for Hastings St. Cecilia. 57-33. McCourt driving. Moore puts it up. No good. Holtmeyer got the ball right underneath the hoop. On the way back up, he'll draw the foul and go to the line to shoot two. Holtmeyer getting the start today. Brian Huseman coming off the bench with that ankle injury. 10.6 rebounds for Holtmeyer. He's 0 of 1 at the line. Foul was called on Tommy O'Keefe, his first, and the free throw. Holtmeyer is good. 58-33. And back in is Jamison Esch for St. Cecilia. Second free throw for Holtmeyer is on the way, and it is good. So Holtmeyer hits them both. 59-33 the ball game. Even though they put up the free throw in the wrong spot here on the scoreboard. Swings it over to St. Cecilia's Howell, top of the key. Back over on the left wing, they get it to Jamison Esch. Down into the corner to O'Keefe, to Hartford. Spin move on Squires. Finally got up underneath him and scored. Chris Hartford, his first bucket of the basketball game. 59-35. 3:50 to go here in the contest. Back over to Matt Moore. Moore, right side, tries to kick it out, lost the handle. It's going to be batted away, out of bounds by Howell. And here comes Connor Strider and Derek Jackson back in for Kearney Catholic. They'll improve to 13-0. St. Cecilia will fall to 4-8. But a couple of winnable games. They still, like everybody on their schedule, is 500 or above. Lincoln Lutheran, Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic, Raymond Central, all after the conference tournament. Lob in here to Richter on the inbound. Catch and shoot. He scores over the top of Hartford. Isaac Richter in the double digits with 10 points. 61-35, Kearney Catholic. In the front court for the Hawks is going to be O'Keefe. Tommy down low. Again, they get it to Hartford. Hartford from 10 feet forces that jumper. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Derek Jackson. Jackson has 6 boards in this basketball game. DeMore, and we're going to start to see the bench get cleared here for Coach Don Lease. Driving in the right baseline, Connor Strite, the hand check foul going to be called as he gets to the baseline. And the foul will be on Alex Sheehy, his first of the game, 5th team foul. And now checking in for Kearney Catholic is Harrison Pierce. Pierce played very well today in the JV game. Another sports report is that Brian Kelly says he's staying at Notre Dame and is going to get a contract extension, it looks like, that just being reported from ESPN. Number one, Duke was beaten today by North Carolina State. Indiana held off Minnesota. Don't forget tomorrow, Husker basketball on the Breeze, 94.5. The Nebraska women at 8th-ranked Penn State at 1. The Nebraska men at 22nd-ranked Michigan State at 5. 61-35, Kearney Catholic. They have really played well here this afternoon. Blue Hawks just haven't been able to get their offense going. Jackson to the baseline. Derek throws up a one-hander. He was well defended by O'Keefe, and it goes in. That's been the day for Kearney Catholic. Some of those wild shots have found their way through the cylinder. And it's a 28-point game, tying the largest, and St. Cecilia turns it over. And now, here comes the bench. Bryce James will check in. Zach Johnson, Tyler Mestel will check in as well for Kearney Catholic. Tyler Mestel wearing number 14. Bryce James wearing number 3. And on the other end, here's Dayton Seeley checking in for St. Cecilia. Also in there, Trevor Ernst. Staying on the floor is going to be Jamison Esch, Tommy O'Keefe, and Cannon Howell. Kearney Catholic ball, more into the right-hand corner. Bryce James, he drives, has his shot blocked out of bounds by Cannon Howell, who closed down to help out. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball underneath their own hoop, but this will be, if it stays this way, the deficit-wise, worst loss for St. Cecilia, which you didn't see coming in. Tyler Mestel drives off the inbound, no good. Offensive rebound, Bryce James. He'll put it up, no good. It's tapped out there to Derek Jackson. Kearney Catholic gets another chance. James for 3. It's no good. Goes off the front of the rim and bounces out of bounds. Harrison Pierce and John Masker in for Kearney Catholic. Matt Moore and Derek Jackson will check out. 1:58 remains, 63-35. Kearney Catholic with the lead. How good are they playing? Only one team has scored more than this on St. Cecilia, and that was SCOTUS on opening night as Zach Johnson steals it away. And then it's taken back at the other end by Cannon Howell. So St. Cecilia with the ball, midcourt, Jamison Esch. Minute 40 to go. Over on the left wing, he'll get it to O'Keefe. Into the corner for a three-pointer, Seeley, and it's off the heel, no good. Nobody can run it down. It goes into the crowd, and Kearney Catholic will get the basketball. The Nabisco Sports Postgame Show is coming up, so stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. It's still Denver 28, Baltimore 21. Washburn swept UNK today, winning the women's game 74-45 and the men's game 72-56. They shot 54% from the field in Washburn. Tomorrow, Hastings College is home to take on Dakota Wesleyan at 2 and 4 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena. You can hear that on 12:30 a.m. KHIS, as Pierce brings it into the front court. Masker, top of the key here for the Stars. Looks for the back cut. It was a little late coming, so Masker picks his dribble up and gives it to Tyler Mestel between the circles. Guarded there by Dayton Seeley. Hands it off to James. Back up top to Zach Jackson. On the left wing with it is Masker. Back out to Zach. 1 minute to go. 63-35, Kearney Catholic. Masker goes for the back cut. Gets it to Pierce. Pierce attacks, but his layup, he short-armed it. Rebound brought down by Alex Tino, and he'll outlet it. Kearney Catholic back on defense. Tommy O'Keefe takes the pass, gives it back to Tino, to O'Keefe to get it across the timeline. Back to Alex over the left wing to Brooks Asher. Asher baseline, gets free and lays it up and in. 10 points now to lead the way for Brooks Asher. And underneath there was a collision, and one of the Kearney Catholic players kind of wiped out. Looks like he'll be okay. Is that Jackson getting up off the floor? Looks like that is the case. Derek Jackson just kind of got blindsided going for a rebound, but he's okay, and he does have to check out of the game because they stopped play. Colin Muesch will check in, and so will Nathan Howe. So everybody's seeing some action here today for the Stars. 35 seconds to go. Again, thanks to our sponsors and to all the fine folks here at St. Cecilia, led by Athletic Director Randy Ahrens, and the coaches John Kyle and Kevin Asher. As Kearney Catholic will kick it out on the wing for a jumper, John Masker. Masker hits the jumper. Harrison Pierce with the assist. 20 seconds to go. 65-37, Kearney Catholic. Brooks Asher brings it across the timeline here for St. Cecilia. Gets it down to O'Keefe. Kicks it back out. Asher fakes the three. Drives down the middle of the lane. Hits the front of the rim on the layup attempt. Rebound brought down by John Masker. Has it knocked out of his hands. And out of bounds. Kearney Catholic now just has to inbound it with 3.5 seconds to go. Mestel will do that. The Stars will hold it. And this basketball game is over. Kearney Catholic, maybe their biggest win ever over Hastings St. Cecilia. Final score, 65-37. The Blue Hawks now 4-8. Kearney Catholic 13-0. And we'll be back to break it down on the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show in a minute here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. To Ernst. One or two. A Niccolo. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium here at Hastings St. Cecilia. It is time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Thanking you for your business every year. Looking forward to serving you in 2013. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Get your game on now at Misco Sports. 65-37, St. Cecilia held to their lowest output for both the girls and the boys here today. And St. Cecilia boys giving up their second most of the year. It was also the lowest offensive output for the Kearney Catholic girls in their 49-31 win. Let's take a look at the final numbers for St. Cecilia here this afternoon. They had seven players score. Alex Tino, 2 points, two rebounds. Jamison Esch, one rebound. Brooks Asher led the way this afternoon with 10 points. He also had five rebounds, which was the team high. Cannon Howell, 2 points and a block. Joel Groffel, 6 points, two rebounds. Thomas Skoke had a good game. Him and Asher had the best game. Skoke coming off the bench, 7 points, two rebounds. Alex Sheehy, 8 points, one rebound. Chris Hartford held the 2 points and two rebounds. I had St. Cecilia for 10 rebounds in the first half, 5 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 4 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. They made that run in the third quarter by hitting 3 out of 4, and that was really their only offensive run of the afternoon. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 7 in the second half. St. Cecilia had just 11 points at halftime. They put up 26 in the second half, and the Blue Hawks finish with 37 points, 15 rebounds, 6 out of 7 at the free throw line, 5 of 14 from 3-point land, 1 block and 15 turnovers. And after the nice win at Minden Thursday, St. Cecilia falls here today to 4-8. They'll host Lexington on Tuesday and travel to David City Aquinas on Friday. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's the final numbers for Kearney Catholic in the ball game. They were as balanced as you could be. 8 players scored, 4 in double figures, led tonight by Matt Moore with 14 points, 1 rebound. Bryce James got a rebound. Brian Hoosman, still battling the ankle injury, but looked pretty good tonight. 4 points, 2 rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer getting the start, 12 points. That is a career high, 6 rebounds. Derek Jackson, 5 points and a team-high 7 rebounds for Jackson off the bench. John Masker, 2 points and a rebound. David Squires hit 3 threes. He had 10 points and 4 rebounds. Alex Lees, 8 points, a rebound, and 2 blocks. Isaac Richter, a good night off the bench, 10 points and 1 rebound. 14 rebounds in the first half, 10 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 1 in the first half because only one foul was called on the Hawks.
end of the second half, 5 out of 6. As we said, a pretty clean game all the way today for both teams. 3-point shooting for the Stars, 4 of 10 in the first half and 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting pretty good for Kearney Catholic. Turnovers, 4 in the first half and a total of 6 in the second half. 34 points at halftime for Kearney Catholic, 31 in the second half. And for Kearney Catholic, they finish with 65 points, 24 rebounds. 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 8 of 18 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 10 turnovers. And the second-ranked Stars remain undefeated at 13-0 with a 65-37 win over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll be back to wrap things up and talk with the coach right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, joined now by Kearney Catholic coach Don Lease after their 65-37 victory over Hastings St. Cecilia.
Coach, that was pretty impressive today. You've had some battles with the Hawks, and they've had a few. You've got a few, but you really played almost not a perfect game, but you played really well today.
Yeah, we did, Doug. We played, you know, it wasn't a perfect game, but it was dang close. Offensive execution. I thought, you know, our kids did a good job of a lot of things. You know, teams are starting to sag in on us, and Matt Moore, you know, played exceptionally well. We've been trying to tell him to shoot the ball, darn kid. But, you know, that's what happens. People started sagging, and he's just like, well, you know, and he can shoot the ball. And he shot the ball extremely well tonight, and it got everybody kind of going and stuff. And like you said, Doug, they played good defense. We just hit shots tonight.
Game high 14 for Matt Moore, also a very impressive night, probably the best night ever for Blake Holtmeyer getting the start.
Yeah, you know, Blake got the start. Brian's been nursing an ankle injury. It's kind of a little bit of a bruise. He got stepped on and stuff, and it was a little bit tender there on Thursday night, but yesterday he practiced a little bit and said it felt really good. So I go, well, we'll get you a couple minutes here and there and stuff, and see how it feels throughout the game. And you know, he said it felt really good, but Blake played exceptionally well tonight, hitting the boards for us, shooting the basketball, you know, underneath and stuff. And our kids did a good job of finding him also.
You talk about him sagging inside. I have to say that Isaac Richter also had a great game tonight, has really good passes into him, a couple of inbounds plays that he scored on, 10 points. David is moving more outside when they get sagged on. Is that affecting Squire's inside game?
We don't really want Squire's inside.
I was going to say, or is there a Squire's inside game that you're worried about?
We don't. You know, like I told our guys, I said, Dave does his most damage outside. Let's put him outside. Let's put some other guys inside. And then if we get some mismatches or something on, you know, we'll put Dave inside. But I said, right now, let's move Dave more to the outside, and let's let Isaac and Blake and then Brian Hoosman and some of those guys. And then I said, if we see a mismatch, let's get it in there to them. There's times Connor Strike posted up and stuff, and they do a good job of collapsing. And we worked on that a lot yesterday. When they collapsed, we were kicking and doing those types of things. So we hit shots, Doug. You know,
yeah.
When you shoot the ball good, you look good.
And we're talking about some different kids here tonight. If my scratches are right here, Derek Jackson actually looked good rebounding.
Yeah, you know, and that's what, you know, Derek does a good job of you know, crashing the boards from the top. And sometimes he gets a little tired, and his coach has to get on him a little bit. But when he's fresh and stuff, when you bring him right in, he does a good job right off the bat of crashing the boards. You know, our role players played exceptionally well tonight. It wasn't just coming from Alex or Dave or Brian Hoosman. It was a very, very team effort tonight, and that's what we want to have throughout the rest of the year.
Well, finally, amazingly enough, you only have one true road game the rest of the year. You've got the conference tournament over at Wood River. You'll get a home game in the first round there. But what a stretch you've got coming up. It's like the girls are just not as compacted here. You don't play Pearson Seward. Those are girls only. But Donovan Trumbull, Tuesday, then the next Tuesday, Gibbon, then number one team in Class B, McCook, all at home, all state rated.
Yep. And then, you know, we were pretty heavily loaded on the road here for, you know, the first half, first three-fourths of the season or whatever. And now we get to go back to our home gym, and it's kind of nice, you know, getting some home games. And, you know, we got some very, very tough teams at home that we got to, you know, try to, you know, come up with something to, you know, slow those guys down. Donovan Trumbull looked very good last night against Gibbon. You know, we're going to have to be ready to play Donovan Trumbull. We'll just be concentrating on them for Tuesday.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the really good effort today, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Doug.
Thanks for covering. That's head coach Don Lease. As they improved to 13-0 on the season, we're going to talk to Coach Kevin Asher as well here from Hastings St. Cecilia on our Platte River Radio coverage of a high school hoops tonight. Again, in the girls' game, 49-31, Kearney Catholic picked up the victory in that contest. Don't forget NFL football. They head to the fourth quarter. Baltimore and Denver, 28-28. Every time Denver scores, Baltimore answers. Ravens and Broncos, 28-all. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, that'll be followed by the Packers and the 49ers at approximately 7 o'clock tonight. Then tomorrow's doubleheader, the Falcons and Seahawks at noon, followed by Houston and New England at 3:30. And now head coach Kevin Asher joins us here. And Coach Kearney Catholic, we'll give an extra second here, but Coach Kearney Catholic, extremely pleased with the way they played here. Maybe their best game of the season. You hate to be on the other end of that. But offensively, the team has struggled throughout the year, and you just aren't going to be able to put up enough points to hang with the way they shot tonight.
No, you know, they shoot well. They're going to be very, very difficult to beat. And I thought their kids did a great job of setting each other up for shots. You know, we talked a lot about it. It's you got to stop drive first because they're a dribble drive type, penetration and kick type team. And I don't know if it was intensity level, if it was, you know, lack of one day, just getting ourselves prepared for that type of an athlete coming at you on the drive. But you really got to take away tendencies. And I didn't think we really understood what that first step was going to be like. And the first step was put us on our heels. Then they were kicking it out, you know. And then what really disappointed me is we got killed in the interior in the first half. You know, you're going to give up three. I mean, they're going to shoot threes, and they're going to get some decent looks at threes. You just hope they don't go in, but you can't get beat. I thought Blake Holtmeyer and a couple of their players inside early. I think Holtmeyer in the second quarter had 6 points. Houston, 4 points early in the first half. You know, you can't give up a much inside or second shots or loose balls, 50-50s. You got to go get those, and they're strong. I mean, I thought we had three rebounds just totally taken away tonight. And, you know, that's the difference in, I think, their experience where they played 2 to 3 years and sometimes varsity-level experience where we're at with our team right now.
Fans will say you fell behind Thursday to Minden, came back, and it kind of was almost the exact same spot tonight. Is all that what the difference was tonight, or were there a couple of other things?
Well, at Minden, I told the kids a three-point shot is only going to be worth three. And a lot of times people think it's four, five, six. They get all excited and think they got to go try it out and match it, you know. Tonight, I figured we'd give up some threes. But like I said, I told the kids we were giving up twos. And when you're giving up a lot of twos, I just thought, man, this is going to be difficult. And then we really struggled on offense. You know, their defensive pressure, their strength. You know, when Chris Hartford and our five-man are playing at 14, 12, 14 feet, just not either getting a good hit on the post, and we want to go inside out, but it just wasn't there in any facet. And we talk a lot about our preparation, and we got a fine line of margin for error with this group, and we got to have our best, you know, pretty much at all times to be right there and be competitive like we have been over the last 2.5 weeks. And I think tonight we weren't at our best, obviously. They were very good. Give them a lot of credit for them being taking a lot of things we want to do away. And that's how it snowballs on you, and you get behind, and then you're just playing uphill.
obviously, since I haven't really seen you this year, just kind of hearing some things, Thomas Scott came off the bench. I thought he did pretty good. Is that what he's been doing for you?
Yeah, he's came off the bench and played real well. You know, he plays a couple quarters of JV, and he's active. He's got combo moves inside, which is something you need. His biggest thing is his strength factor. You know, he's a junior that didn't play any varsity at all last year, and he'll hit the weight room hard this summer, I'm sure, and he'll have to be a big force for us in the future. But you're right. Yeah, I think he did play well. 3 for 3 at the line, you know, and 7 points off the bench. And, you know, we haven't seen this out of this group this entire season. That's what's, you know, a little disappointing. But like I said, SCOTUS, the first game, we had the deer in the headlights. After we got down tonight, 13-1 or something, deer in the headlight again, and nobody really wanted to seize the moment a little bit. Where at Minden the other night, 17-6, we were still hungry and ready to come.
Well, you're going to see Hunter Orange on Tuesday when Lexington comes over. We talked a little bit about it earlier. Lexington and Aquinas next week.
Yeah, they're Lexington's much improved. You just look at their scores all throughout the season. They've played, you know, good teams to a respectable margin, and they've gotten a lot better. I've talked to 2 or 3 coaches. I've only watched about a quarter on them so far on film. We'll have to get after that tomorrow and watch a little film, see what we've got coming at us. And we go to Aquinas, and they are much improved. They beat some teams early in the season with no practice because of the football playoffs, and kind of everybody woke up, you know, and looked at what they're doing. And then they beat GICC last night, and I got a lot of respect, even though Bill's having a tough year, you know, record-wise. They're as good as anybody on any given night, you know, as far as preparation and ready to go, too. So difficult week, and we talk a lot to our kids. How are we going to respond from this, you know, setback where, hey, we've been moving forward and pretty positive, and everything's been going our way, even though the winds haven't piled up. So I think we got a pretty resilient kids. That's one thing I've really liked. I've said coming to practice, these kids have done a great job all year long. Our seniors have accepted the youth and our inexperience and really played well. So that part of it, I think we'll be fine. We just got to get ready to go on Tuesday and hopefully get back on the right track.
All right, Kev, we'll let you get out of here and hopefully enjoy a little bit of the weekend, and best of luck next week, buddy.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Kevin Asher, head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Didn't go their way tonight. The Kearney Catholic wins it by a score of 65-37. That's going to wrap things up for our Saturday coverage here from Chapman Gymnasium. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Visco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Visco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Girls game 49-31, Kearney Catholic, 17 points for Theron Baum to lead the way for the Stars, 9 points for Olivia Thomas and 8 rebounds, also for Claire Hamburger for St. Cecilia. And in the boys game, 65-37. 4 players in double figures, led by Matt Moore, 14 for Kearney Catholic, 10 for Brooks Asher to lead St. Cecilia. We'll be back with you Tuesday, Overton at Elwood, here on Classic Hits 98.9. And go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. The podcast of the game are up immediately after our broadcast, and any of the games that you have heard on our network of stations throughout the season are there for you as well. And you can check that out at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight on the breeze at 9:45. Are at on 94.5 The Breeze, starting at 6:45 as they host Fargo. 13 minutes to go in Denver. The Broncos and the Ravens, 28-28. That's on ESPN 1550 and 1460, followed by Green Bay and San Francisco. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening, everyone. Again, the final score, Kearney Catholic 65, St. Cecilia 37. Have a great weekend.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.